You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It wouldn't be a Thursday if we didn't have an SME of the week to get into. And this week's SME is a very interesting company called Drama Dynamics. I'm joined on the line by the company's founder and director, Melissa Carrera, to take a look at the business and get a better sense of what it is that they do. Good evening, Melissa. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about Drama Dynamics. What is it that you guys do?
Hi, Jimmy. Oh, great. Thank you so much for having me. Basically, we are a drama acting school as well as an acting agency. But I think the biggest portion of what we do is teaching drama classes. And I'll say the majority of our students are children. So we started 15 years ago. Obviously, I started myself. I got up and running, tried to get classes there everywhere. I went to the Barnyard Theatre and I taught classes there. And then I went to many schools in and around Pretoria and tried to get it as an extramural. So I think just to give you a bit of, didn't start immediately. I tried to first start a career in acting. I had a dream. leaving school many, many years ago, I decided to go into acting and I studied it after. And I gave it a good shot after my studies. I think I finished after about 2 years, I think I would say. I thought, no, look, now we need to get something a little bit more permanent, a little bit something more substantial, if you know what I mean. So I went into corporate and I did that for 2 years. And after that, I then, yeah, like I said, I started, hit the ground running with trying to get Drama Dynamics up and running.
Quite an interesting journey. It reminds me a lot of a similar journey I went through. I too went to an acting school, but that's a story for another day. Melissa, tell us about the training that you do. Tell us about the lessons that you give. I see the website's got a section that has public speaking training. So it goes beyond just acting lessons or acting classes, yes. I'd imagine. Tell us about the full offering.
Okay, so I realized very quickly that right in the beginning that you need to diversify. As a small, tiny little business and trying to get things working, you've got to offer variety. You can't just say, okay, I do acting classes and that's it. So I very quickly added on workshops. So I would come up with like a mime workshop that we could do on a Saturday. And then I would go into doing holiday clubs. And then I also do drama parties and all these kind of things to offer people as much as possible to get it up and going. And eventually I got to a point where it's like a very big need and a very big thing that we have in South Africa, because a lot of people, you know, English is not necessarily your first language. We're in a world where, you know, effective communication is very, very important. So I saw the need for public speaking and I actually got I've got a few of my trainers that are exceptional. We teach kids, so the little ones that are still building confidence in public speaking, and then obviously going through all the way to the adults that need a bit more encouragement, especially in the workplace, if they're not necessarily comfortable and confident enough, you know. So the training is done. We've got online options and we've also got, like in-person options at our various venues. So public speaking is one of them. And then we have now opened the agency for those that want to try and go into acting as a career. The other things we offer is like modeling classes. Again, we're not a modeling agency, but we just offer it as something great for our students to build confidence, you know, in a different channel. Then we've got, like I said, the public speaking, and then we offer our classes to individuals and to groups. So it's a little bit for everyone, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, tell me about the parties and the music videos. I imagine a large part of the acting sphere and the acting space is entertainment-led as well. So there's the corporate side of it, there's the business side of it, but there is also the fun and the entertainment side of it.
That really is. It's about having fun, dressing up, playing improv games, having a good laugh as part of a party for a youngster. And then we also came up with princess parties where kids get to experience. We use one of our actresses, one of our teachers dresses up as Rapunzel or Barbie or whatever and visits a child at their birthday party and entertains them. So that's quite exciting. And then my favorite is our music video parties where we actually, I hire a South African production company to come and fully shoot a music video that the kids lip sync to. And once they lip sync it, we edit it and it makes it look as if it's the actual child's very own music video. So yeah, that stems from my childhood standing in front of the mirror with a brush in my hand, singing my favorite song.
That's quite the interesting journey and quite the interesting point that you've arrived at. Melissa, how do people get hold of the business? How do people reach out to you if they're looking for specific services? Is there somewhere where people can follow you online and see what you guys are up to?
Yes, of course. So we have our website, dramadynamics.co.za. And we've got, you can email me online all the time. It's melissa@dramadynamics.co.za. We are on Facebook and we are on Instagram.
Melissa, what's next for the business? Where do you want to take the business? What kind of offerings are you looking at adding to the business? What's the dream for the business going forward?
You know, I was very inspired. I feel like every year I'm trying to think of new things to add and to diversify. And, you know, we've got a showcase productions that we do for our group kids, and then we've included our individual kids as well, but now for the adults that we've branched into recently as well. And I was quite inspired at the beginning of last year. We were invited by Parliament to address them in the Cape about the importance of public speaking and debate. And wow, it was such an honor, you know, to be able to go to that level and see that we can still be reaching people and saying, look, this is important. No, you don't have to become an actor or an actress. Being confident and being able to address an audience all starts with this kind of training, no matter what you become or who you are in life, right? So I'm very passionate about what I do. I love the impact that we have. So for me, I think I'm going to try and push the idea of franchising. I have a small child now at the moment. I don't think I've got the capacity to go into the different provinces, but I'm very keen to reach out to people all over the country that would be interested in riding with me on this wave and growing it and reaching more people.
Well, there you have it, folks. If you are interested in sharpening your acting skills or just looking to have a little bit of fun with the team at Drama Dynamics, reach out to them. They are available. They are looking forward to engaging with you. You can contact them on their website. That's dramadynamics.co.za. You can reach out to their founder, Melissa Carrera. She'll be available to help you with all of your needs. But we wish you the best of luck, Melissa. We wish you the best of luck with your expansion plans and with growing the business the way you see it. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Melissa Carrera, who is the founder and director at Drama Dynamics, joining us for this week's SME of the Week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.